Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. See, I said it again. Thank you. Notice how often I say that, folks. This is not, you know, this is not an act for me. This is natural. It comes natural for me. If saying thank you doesn't come natural to you and your employees, then you got a big problem. In fact, it's probably a good reason. If you're not saying thank you to your customers, I'm going to predict that you're not doing well in the marketplace. And so if you want to do well in the marketplace, maybe all you got to do is start saying thank you. And I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm Jim Blasingame. In case you didn't know that, John Wibben is our guest, and he's pretty excited about being here. he's the author of Content is Currency. He's the CEO of Content Launch, which is a content creation and curation organization. Right, John?
That's right. Yeah.
You help people put their best foot forward in the marketplace with all kinds of content, multimedia content, right?
Yeah, you name it. We do it.
Lots of stuff. So check that out. John, you were telling us at the end of the last segment about five things that people are doing on their smartphones.
Yeah, here they are, Jim. Number one, they're connecting to other people, right? Two, they're viewing information activity within their network, like on Facebook, for example. Three, they're sharing information with others. That's a big one. They like to share stuff, right? Four, they're providing feedback on shared information. And five, they're communicating directly with other people. So that's very different than how we interact on our desktop computers and how we use our desktop computers. So the question is, how can you tap into that? How can you connect with those kind of activities via your content that you're doing on your site? What can you do there? How can you help people share your stuff? Because that's an important one. So maybe video and photos. You might want to look at doing videos because people love to share videos.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you do with video? That's a good question, right?
Right. Well, no question about it. And of course, in the previous hour, I talked about this with Ruth Sherman about video and encouraging people to realize that the video could be 45 seconds long.
Right.
It doesn't have to be very long. It could just be instructional. It could be informational. It absolutely doesn't have to have a lot of production value. It does, in my opinion, I am a little bit of a stickler about this, John. It does need to have good sound.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
People don't want to hear you talking in a barrel. But so if you're going to invest in technology, maybe over-design just a little bit, I would go with the professional mic, like a lavalier mic. But otherwise, the production value, people don't care so much about that, do they?
No, they don't. They want something that's going to be interesting, funny, something they can share, something that makes them look kind of cool or good. You know, it's like, hey, I saw this neat thing. I want to share it with you.
Right.
But people love video. I mean, we've been loving video since the age of TV, you know, in the 50s.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So now we've got the power of video with our mobile sites and our mobile devices. So we need to tap into that as businesses.
Right. Well, if you go to my website, if you go to my mobile site, the second thing on that site is a video. And folks, when you click it, you'll see how quick it comes up. I mean, it's very fast and these days with 3G and 4G and all that. So let's talk about the feedback thing. This is really something I think is important. You said people were doing local. They're doing local. They're looking around for local stores and places to, you know, restaurants and things like that. But so they're finding those places, but they're also finding places to comment about those places, aren't they?
Yeah, commenting is really important.
User generated content, UGC, which we used to call word of mouth.
Yeah, that's the new word of mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, are you reading that stuff and are you responding to it? Are you looking at that? Because customers are expecting you to respond in some way, shape, or form, and they're kind of expecting you to respond right away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, that's exactly right. Well, UGC, and by the way, when I give speeches, John, and I know you do too, when I give speeches, I ask my audience, how many people know what UGC means? And if there are 100 people in the audience, maybe one or two actually has heard the term. Now, in my opinion, that's not good because user-generated content, folks, the new word of mouth is happening to your business right now, isn't it, John? And yeah. It's a two-edged sword, right? Some of it is, oh, I love John's website, and the other one is Jim's website's not so good. So it could go either way, and if it goes the wrong way, you've got to respond, don't you?
You got to respond, and it's all about how you respond, because you're going to get some bad stuff. You're going to get some people that are upset or frustrated.
Can't make everybody happy all the time.
Yeah, that's expected. It's how you respond and how quickly you respond that's important.
Right, absolutely. So what else do we need to know?
So the other important thing is that you might want to consider going mobile first for some of your social media initiatives. So if you're doing a contest or sweepstakes, think about going mobile first with it before you do anything else.
What will that do? Besides, it'll tell you how many of your network, how many in your community are mobile savvy, right?
Yeah, well, it also helps you connect with those folks who are only using their smartphones to connect with you.
Right, 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 right. Well, I'll tell you, you know, what bothers me, John, is there's still a lot of small business owners out there who don't have websites. So
yeah.
For them to make a leap from no website to mobile is a leap too far, I'm afraid. And I'll tell you, I worry about, John. I worry that for people who are getting so far left behind that they're going to really become irrelevant over the next 1 to 2, 3 years. What do you think?
Well, I agree, and here's the solution for that. So if they don't have a website, what they need to do is they need to work with a designer and get a responsive website design done, because that will apply to any screen.
And that's two for one, right?
Yeah, that's two for one. Yep.
Yeah. Give us the website again, John.
ContentLaunch.com.
The book is called Content is Currency. Hey, John, come back again real soon.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate
it. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.